Mr. Su Guan Bi Ryu form. Do they have any other requirements and paper qualification?
Nothing. As an apprentice, they don't have to test you. They just ask you, say, okay, you can just go, and they will detail you to go to one of the main fitter and then to assist him. What he asks you to do, anything, you just follow up. You see? What he asks you to do, you just do it. You carry this, you carry that. Carry this, you carry this. And then sometimes you have to wash the things you will keep on washing. And that's all. Nothing else.
What kind of people will most likely be employed by this?
The local people. Our local people. Mostly our local people.
Do they have any kind of certain age group that they will have in mind?
No. Usually the young ones, they ask them to learn with the elder one. So the big ones, the elders, the bigger ones, they usually know to fix up, assemble cars and all this. They were detailed by the Japanese themselves, the supervisor. Then the supervisor will tell him what to do. Then he just, more or less point like that and explain to them. Then they will do, fix up. First they bring a chassis of the frame of the lorry, then put it up, then gradually you go to the store, okay, you take springs, the front wheel spring, behind springs, so they fix up first, then you put a pin on, then it's not easy, just put a pin and then just, you keep on following, got to carry, and help them, very heavy, so we have to do it also, The last one is the wheel, they put in the wheel, then the engine. The last one is the engine and assembling, they call it assembling of the lorries there.
How long after graduation did you get this job? Did you have to wait long?
No. We just straight away go out and you can apply, you can get it. They need a lot of people that
we are. Do you remember about how long was the break before you?
No. The moment I left the place and I went and apply for a job, they just accept you. But at that time, I did not talk too good in the Japanese language, because we are afraid, to them. So slowly learn, slowly you got to pick up again. It's not easy just to talk to a Japanese when after school. It's different than Dali.
What was the work of this army camp?
Yeah, assembling lorries.
Assembling
lorries. Army lorries. Toyota and Nissan, these two. That's all.
And then your work as an apprentice?
Apprentice fitter. Just carry what he asked me to give, I give him. What you want to give him, this, I give it to him. So in other words, the whole day is like that, So keep on learning. I keep on keeping up myself. Learn with them,
How big was the working place?
Oh, very big, very big. It's like about nearly, we say, one football field like that. One football field.
Can you tell us the working conditions?
The working condition is very simple. You just go in, you go in early morning, you must pass through a guard. And you got to bow down, you say, good morning, Ohayou gozaimasu, then you go inside. And then you go inside there, you wait for a while at the place where you assemble the lorry is. Then your chief will be coming a bit late, maybe. Then you say, okay, the Japanese will line up, all of them. Okay, today you're going to fix up this. You fix up. Your detail is to do this, you do this. And then we will go to the store and get all the spare parts and fix it on.
Who do you report to every morning when you go to work?
We have to report, go to the car, that place where we assemble the car, and the lorry is, we wait there. Then the Japanese will come, the supervisor will come and see.
What was your working hours like?
As usual. From, I think 7 o'clock we start. 7, then by the time 10 o'clock we have tea time. 10 o'clock tea time, then we stop for 15 minutes maybe or so. Then I don't think have tea time. We just have our own tea time, I think. They don't give out officially. So we just go and have tea ourselves. We don't care. See? And then after that, we have our lunch, 12 to 1. After that, we go back to work again. We cannot come out from the this thing, you know, from the army camp. We cannot come out. We must be always inside there. So after we rest inside there, then after that we start work again. Then 5 o'clock we go home.
Did they provide meals and tea for you?
No. You have to bring your own. You better bring your own tiffin. Tea, you have to bring your own tea.
So where did you have your lunch if you cannot leave your camp?
We bring in. We have to bring in our own lunch. And bring your own tea along, and bottles of tea, and then, you know, lunch. You bring rice where they supply you, you cook. Sometimes you only get 2 pieces of fish or no egg. I don't think you can get it. Fish like so small, 2 pieces of fish, or and then the vegetable a little bit. That's all.
How was the whole camp enclosed?
It's all barbed wire around, and then fenced up nicely. Really.
How much were you paid there?
At that moment, it's very cheap. I think very cheap. I think it's a few dollars. I think that time we only had $30 per week. I think
was it sufficient?
No, it's not sufficient actually. But we want the ration. You see, that's all.
How much rations did this factory give you? This camp give you?
Oh, it gives you 16 caddies or so. Same
price.
Because all hardworking labor type, they give you 16 caddies.
Besides rice, did they give you any other kind of
rations? No, nothing.
How did you get your pay from the Japanese?
Japanese every week. Every week they pay you.
From
the pay office. There's a pay office. The clerks are all Chinese.
Did they have a system of marking your attendance to make sure that you actually work there 1 week on?
Oh yes, they don't have to mark you. You see, you have to report to the place where you work, like this place workshop. You have to stand there and wait for the supervisor to be there. If the Japanese supervisor see you are not there, then the supervisor will go back and tell the clerk there. See.
Were there any differences in pay between among the?
Yes. The elder ones, the older ones is quite highly paid. I think.
Older ones meaning in age or in
the older ones means those people age and plus they can work, they're paid higher.
What about among people having the same job? Did they have different pay or did they have the same pay? Working on the same job.
Usually I'm an apprentice. The other one is a fitter. So a fitter gets higher pay. I'm apprentice, and usually they take the younger ones to be apprentice. The young ones never be experienced, you see. After school, they never have any experience. So they pay them as it is.
Among apprentice, the apprentice, did they get the same job?
Yeah, same job, everything.
Same pay?
Same pay.
Did they have to work overtime?
No overtime. One thing, the Japanese camp, they got no overtime. No overtime.
How did you go to work every day?
They have their own. I'm staying at Tessenton Road, the Balestier Road side. You see, then I just walk across, only come to Serangoon Road area. Only about 20 minutes walk. Some of them they cycle to work. They don't pick them up. They cycle to work.
Did they issue any pass for you?
Yes, pass. And before I left, then I hand over to the pass and the badge. Then I have to walk.
Can you describe the pass for us?
The pass, I can't see. I can't remember. Only there's the Chinese, you know, vehicle sign, you know, Chinese vehicle sign, and that's all. And I think it's what force. The camp number, I got no idea though. It's a very big shop there, you know, and there's one. Vehicle sign, you know, Chinese vehicle sign, and that's all.
Did you have to wear that all the time?
No need. When you show them, then they go in and you keep it. And when you start work, after you don't come out, you cannot come out anymore. Until after work, you go out.
So you have to show that pass before you enter.
Any
kind of uniform issue to own?
Beg pardon?
Uniform.
No uniform. Your uniform. You can dress anything like that. As a fitter, apprentice fitter, all will be very dirty. So you carry, first you dress like that, not a normal one. Then you go in, you got to change again into a dirty pants and shirt, and then you start working. After the 5 o'clock, then you clean yourself up, then you change again, the clean one, and go home. And put the dirty ones in the bag and go home, together with your lunch box, everything, and go back.
How many local workers were there all together in the camp?
There were about 100, I think.
Their races, dialect groups, and
all mixed. Because everyone their intention is to get their ration.
And
age between from 12 to 60.
Any female workers there?
No female, all men.
How was the relationship among these?
Normal. Normal, it's okay.
Who was the person overall in charge of the army camp?
The Japanese himself. The Japanese officer.
What was his rank?
This officer never comes out. He's always in there. Only the corporal only comes out and supervise. The officer never comes out. Only very important matters, such as they want the vehicle to be ready, then he comes out and instruct these people, get going. And that's all.
How many Japanese personnel working?
No, not Japanese personnel. They are the supervisors. They supervise and always they see that you run properly, and then they go back, and then you see the supervisors are like that, you see. They are themselves mechanics also, you see. The Japanese are the mechanics. They come, they see, and if they do wrong, they correct you, they ask you to do it that way. Then they go. They're another one, you see, and keep on going. By rotate, you know, going, keep on going, and see whether you do the right thing or not. So, in other words, you see, you keep on going around. If you don't do it, he knows, you see. So, he see this, he ask you to do it, and he go there, he go and ask you that. Then go, keep on going. The whole day, he keep on rounding.
How many Japanese were there together?
Having 5 or 6, I think. But they have a batch of them. If this man in charge of this area, he will attend to this side. The other one will attend to this side. Yeah? That's one.
How many areas then? How many sections were there?
Well, 5 or 6 sections. Yeah. One section is about 10. 10 workers with their apprentice and everything.
5 or 6 sections, one section is about 10 people and under one Japanese. Was this workshop separated from the camp, army camp itself?
No, the camp, they have the workshop camp, that's all. The army have their own camp somewhere else. Only the guards, only they guard duty there. And then they keep all the spare parts at the store. No soldiers allowed to stay there, only the guard, you see. The guards guarding around there, eh? And the supervisors and so on.
These Japanese supervisors, were they military people?
Yeah, they are military people, they are in uniform.
What kind of uniform were they wearing?
Green one, they not the green one, brown and green, like looks, you know, with the hat, cat, and then the here, you know, behind flaps, and then in green, like brown, brown color, not green, brown. They have the one, the straps here, they have the red one here, a square one, they attach to it, square one.
Do you know what it means, all this?
Yeah, sometimes we can see that it's maybe a corporal or a lance corporal here, they put it here. See? And then the Japanese cap, and he uses a very thick belt. That thick belt is very dangerous. When he gets angry, he takes out his big cap, he'll start whacking people.
There were 5 or 6 Japanese supervisors.
Yeah, supervisors. So we call them supervisors because we are not in the army, so we call them supervisors. Eh? So they are real army people.
So, but they are all sort of mechanics.
Yeah, mechanics themselves. Eh? And they wear army uniform.
Did they actually go down to do the work themselves?
Yeah. Sometimes they help you out to do it. If you don't know, they help you to do it up.
Were they willing to teach you all how to do things?
Yes, they have to. Because everything, you got to get the things together and get the lorry going. They have to help. Sometimes he gets very angry, sometimes he shouts very loud. If you do anything wrong, he shouts very loud.
What about in terms of their attitudes, how did they treat the local people?
It's okay. As long as you work together with them, they're happy, they're alright. They don't suspect anything. Only thing is, they only suspect you not to steal any spare parts. That's all. They don't want you to steal any spare parts to go out and sell, you know. Especially like the tires and all this, eh?
How did the local people, what was the local people's attitude towards these Japanese?
At that time, everyone is thinking for a job. You get a job, you get paid, and that's what their idea is, to keep them going. And that is all, I think. And later, then they have, you know, ideas of, you know, trying to, you know, go against them. Later, not beginning. Beginning is to get hold of a job to keep himself alive. That is my way of thinking.
Later in what sense?
Later in that sense means after 1 or 2 years later, they found out that they are, you know, keep on bullying, okay, on going, you know, further and further.
In what ways then would they try to?
They try to be, you know, they try to be, you know, restrict here and there, you see? Beginning they don't restrict you. Later time, then they restrict you from not going here and not going there, you see?
You mean the Japanese restrict?
Yeah, on our moments, you know. At night, I told you about the 1 star, 2 star, 3 star. You cannot go out. After midnight, you are not allowed to go out. During that time, after the war, you can go out. It's okay. After that, gradually they impose on the 1 star, 2 star. Then the people start to think, you see. They restrict you from going, you know, further. That's where the reaction starts. The 1 star, 2 star means, they call it the volunteer night watch people and all this, you see. The 1 star, 2 stars and 3 stars. The 3 star is the in charge of all the whole lot. So every house, they have to furnish them now, you see. It's already asked by the police station to ask the 3 star to nominate, get the people to attend. Night watch, they call it. From midnight to morning.
When did they introduce this?
1944, I think. You see, that's why 42, 43, everyone is free and happy. You don't care, because as long as they get a job, they work, they carry on, you see. And gradually, that comes in, you see.
Did you have to take part?
No. I work in the, they call it the one, all the important, the Army, Navy, Air Force, you are very exempted.
What about the other people?
Other people, some of them, they work in a sort of, they do their own business. They have to give their part of their time to serve as night watch.
You mentioned that in a later part, people would go against the Japanese. In what ways would they?
They think, because you see, why they restrict them from going at night, you see, and ask them to attend night watch and all this. There must be something wrong somewhere.
So in what ways would they go against the Japanese?
No, they gradually, the people think that way, you see. I think that is a way.
Think in what way?
In a way that you see why they want to restrict your movement. That's why, you see. Correct or not? If you're after 12 o'clock, you're not supposed to move anywhere. You must be at home.
Besides the Japanese supervisors, were there any other Japanese personnel in the army camp doing other work?
No. Only just...
Who will be in charge of all these supervisors?
Supervisors is the Japanese himself.
Who will be in charge of this Japanese then?
Japanese, he report to the office. They all report to the office. Their office we cannot get in. Oh, only get stores and spare parts easy come out. You're
so
not supposed
you
to go in.
Who will be
inside there, no. You're not supposed to go in. You're only outside the workshops and only.
Who was your immediate boss?
Maybe one of the red flag. I think there's a red flag there. The officer, red flag.
What does the red flag mean?
This is an officer.
Japanese officer?
Yeah, Japanese officer. Oh. First you have the blue one, then the blue flag, then after the red flag, then the yellow flag. Three.
Are these people the same as the supervisors?
No, they are full-fledged officers.
So the supervisors will come under the red flag, blue flag?
Under the red flag and the blue flag. The officer, his car, he comes in either with the blue flag. The blue flag is under the red flag. Under the red flag will be under the yellow flag. That means if a car comes in, if the most superior, the highest one is the yellow, then after the red, then the blue. That's all.
So were these Japanese stationed there to
Oh, only they come for a while and they walk.
So who was...
They look like a camp commander like that.
So who was your immediate superior?
The immediate superior, sometimes the blue one, sometimes the red one. The blue one, sometimes they come here and then they go off, and sometimes the red one. Very important, there's no yellow flag will come in to the small place like.
When you work, who did you report to? The
office, the supervisor, that's all we go
the
there.
Supervisor.
The supervisor.
You mentioned that one section about 10 of you.
Mm.
So 10 of you, the 10 workers, what would be their job like?
No, they will detail you to do that work, you see. Now, this is a lorry, and they ask you, say, oh, today you fix the wheels. Alright, everybody, this one lorry, alright, you both, three of us will fix the wheel, fix the axle, shaft, fix the wheels, and in front the same, and you go and get all the spare parts and fix up. Before you want to fix up, you can get the spare parts and fix up. Then after that, you get the other one and fix up the other one. Until it's completed.
So you had a whole job and not a process kind of work?
No, not like the factory type. They ask you, they come together, they say, alright, today you fix up the front wheel section, front wheel, alright, you go to the store, get all the spare parts and fix it up. Then after you get, then after you go back behind there, or say, tomorrow, alright, then you fix up this one. So piece by piece, you got to fix up yourself. So in other words, you get no chance to escape. Whether you want or don't want, you have to fix it up. The supervisor will be there, you see whether you do the job or not.
Were there any local supervisors, local
no,
leaders?
No, local supervisors.
So how was the, when you went to the store to get spare parts, how did you have to,
No, you just mentioned the vehicle, there's number, they allot the number there. The vehicle, there's a lot number, and you tell them the lot number, then you write down in the cart, there's a cart there for you, they will put down two front suspension springs or supply to, and then you just bring carry and just bring it there. And nobody will steal down there, because in the camp nobody will steal your things. Only your food, you must be very careful. Your lunch sometimes they steal, not the spare parts, because nothing can miss.
Were they very strict about the spare parts? I mean,
yes.
Japanese have to verify that they want certain spare
parts. They you fix up, but the things you never get lost, because why? Nobody can steal and take it out, because the Japanese guards are just outside on it.
How strict was the security in the army camp?
Army camp is not very strict actually. Only thing they will tell you, see, do not steal anything. It's against the law, see. But if they steal your lunch, you got nothing to say. You see, sometimes I lost my lunch at one time. Somebody took it. Nothing left. Including the lunch, the carrier also gone.
How many guards were there in this army camp?
There are a few guards, I think. In front, there's only main one, and the rest all is all barbed wire, you see. Mm-hmm. And then the five or six, this army personnel serve as a supervisor, and that's all.
Did they conduct any kind of a search on you before?
No. They know. They see, they know.
Were there any incidents of any spare
parts being used? No. During that time, no. I don't think. Because during that time, there are no spare parts which can agree with the British cars. Because there are Japanese spare parts, Japanese vehicles. So after the war, these are British vehicles, British cars and vehicles, all this. So in other words, they are no use to them. See?
How is the discipline like in this army camp?
This is alright. It's like civilian workshop like that. Same.
If any of you were late, would the Japanese punish
No.
Where did these lorries come from?
They brought it out from Japan, I think, and then they come by the lots, you know. So, you know, they come and then you put it, the chassis was all by the row, chassis, then after they allot you, alright, you and their chief and the other one, three of you work in one place to assemble one lorry. They got a time limit for you to assemble. And if you assemble a bit late, the Japanese see to it that you do not run away from your place.
What if you cannot meet the deadline that they give you?
They have to help you. They get somebody else to come and help.
Any kind of punishment?
No. They never. They need your service. They need your help. They need your labor. They don't punish. Unless you steal, then they punish. That's all.
Earlier you mentioned that they use their belts.
Yeah, when they get angry and then you see, maybe you see that's something like if you did anything wrong or anything like that, they will take a belt and start wagging.
Was it very often that the...
No, not.
The lorries, were they new ones or were they...
The lorries are all new ones. The new chassis, everything all new. Mm-hmm. Except only for you to assemble, you see. And some of them, the old engines also, they take the chassis is all new, but only the engines old one, you see. But then they overhaul it and they put it back.
Was it possible to do any kind of sabotage work there?
No, cannot. You just don't do it, you know. Because at that moment, I think everyone is just going for a living, what they say, you see. Want to keep on going to live, that's all. Strict to something and then later, that's a different thing.
While you were there, did any important or senior Japanese officer visit the factory?
Not much, no. Only just assembling. After assembling, you deliver, they will drive it off. Don't know where they gone to. And then the new batch will come in, put all the chassis and you keep on doing up. Then only about few months I was down there. And then I don't want to go there.
Did any Japanese officer give any kind of lectures?
No lectures, nothing.
While you were there, did the Japanese organize any kind of games or shows?
No games, nothing. There, nothing.
For the few months that you were there, can you remember any pleasant or unpleasant experiences that you had?
No, it's all right. Everyone works all normally. Practically, I think quite a lot Malays are down there working. Malays, Chinese, no Indians, very few Indians. Few, two or three Indians.
What were your impressions of this Japanese then?
The Japanese, their idea is like that, you see. Once they ask you to, you work for them, means they want you to finish the job and that is all. They don't care what their idea is. They want you to do the job, you do it and finish with it.
Your impressions of this Japanese, were they different from your impressions of the Japanese teachers?
Oh, the teachers are very gentle and very nice. You see, this one is different. This one is by force, like you see. You must do it, means you do it. This is different. This you work, and you really work.
Why did you decide to leave?
Well, I found out it's not so, what I can't gain any experience much of it. So I have to go and join